It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Oversight committees in the Iowa House and Senate are working on bills to ensure that alleged abuse at a private boarding school in southeast Iowa never happens again. Midwest Academy was shut down after a raid by local, state, and federal officials in late January. At a state house hearing yesterday, lawmakers grilled representatives of two state agencies about how they might have prevented the alleged abuse. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
Before Midwest Academy was shut down, there had been suggestions that physical and sexual abuse was occurring. Lawmakers asked a representative of the Iowa Department of Human Services why Child Protective Services didn't kick in.
I very much appreciate the opportunity to chat with you this morning.
That's DHS Administrator Wendy Rickman. Both DHS and the Department of Education say under current state law, they mostly could not intervene at the privately run school. Proposed legislation would bring such schools out of the shadows. Rickman says DHS did address complaints of child abuse at Midwest Academy.
We didn't have anything in code that allowed us, for example, to shut a facility down. But the idea that allegations of abuse and neglect were not dealt with is inaccurate.
But she says any such cases are confidential. Clinton Democrat Mary Wolf pushed back.
So if I was to ask you, did you ever investigate a allegation of sexual abuse at this school, would you be able to answer that?
No.
And hypothetically, if you had investigated an allegation of sexual abuse and it had been founded, would that then have been information that you would have been able to share with local law enforcement authorities?
Yes.
But that's where the authority over the private facility ended. That also kept the Iowa Department of Education at bay. Jeff Berger with the DOE says Midwest Academy was not accredited, so it fell into a category similar to homeschools. He said the school applied for accreditation, but they never came forward with the evidence showing their facility was safe and secure.
They never got back to us, so we never completed a process by which they were state accredited on the education side.
And Berger says they can't really treat a failed application as a red flag. After all, many private schools opt not to be accredited, and the DOE can't go after all of them.
Correct, but we're certainly open to conversation on that if you want to firm that up.
Berger also described the false advertising the school engaged in, including claiming to be accredited, but he says the state's ability to intervene there was also limited. Wendy Rickman describes just who those Midwest Academy students were.
These are kids typically who are having behavior problems. Parents are feeling at a loss in terms of trying to figure out how to manage those behaviors. They're trying to find a solution to that. And these facilities, to some extent, give them that place.
And now those parents are suing, claiming fraud and educational malpractice. Proposed legislation will require certification for a new category of privately run children's residential centers. They will undergo regular inspections and can be shut down for failing to meet fire or sanitation standards, as well as rules on restraint and seclusion. Students reported being confined to isolation rooms in substandard conditions. The legislation will also require such schools to be state accredited or contract with a local school district for services. Jeff Berger at the DOE is optimistic.
We think the bill will go a long way to firming up what we perceive as a gap in coverage.
Backers say the legislation could help the state get a handle on just how many such privately run facilities may be operating, which up to now has been hard to discern. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.